business programming, or thinking up. Thinking up is a way of changing the shape and amount of effort that goes into your product creation. Going higher does not always mean creating more complexity. This is a useful, though boring, exercise for entering the world of programming and moving from classical product creation into invention of multi-user platforms. Normally, a product can be, for example, 12 uniquely stylized photos, carefully generated by artificial intelligence to look like a photo from a particular old camera type. Old photos have charm, and if the AI operator has class, then they totally have a tiny little product that they can sell. There is a problem here, because a bunch of little files won't sell often, and there is no rush for people to buy little AI artworks. They aren't gonna make them too much money. It would be better to program an application that sells packs of files. Here your customer is no longer the occasional geek looking for really cool photos. By taking a step higher, your customer is actually the old you. All the creative folks who see great potential in AI and need a store to sell their products at. Not all people are focused on making a sale. Some just need that step forward, that picture of a store full of their products, in order to gather their thoughts and figure out where to go next. You will find more customers here, and they will pay a little bit more, and they will rush towards you, because you are their next step and a hope of making a sale. There's a problem here. You went from a trouble-free binary file that never needs an upgrade to an e-commerce platform that will be under constant attack by bots. Automated computer programs are constantly scanning everything and everyone, and their databases of exploits are constantly getting updated. And you can't block them, as most of the time, it is just random infected computers and new ones are always popping up. First thing you do is create a static website that has no dynamic code execution. It's just plain old files that show a pretty website describing everything you do. And then, the moment someone clicks sign in or sign up, you take them to a different server. They get 10 tries to log in before they get suspended for an hour. And once logged in, you know who you are talking to. It is no longer a random computer, but a specific username. Here, you can absolutely suspend them and shadow ban them or blacklist their email even. You will need an authentication system that checks usernames and passwords and issues a token. An authorization system that checks if user is allowed to perform a specific action within your application. And finally, a rate limiter, where, for example, a single user can only make one request per 250 milliseconds, or a reasonable number of requests per minute. This will go a long way to prevent abuse and denial of service attacks, where a user or two or a group are constantly overwhelming your servers. This basically becomes impossible now. When you address these security issues and frame them in a beautiful dashboard, you will feel safer to make a sale. And the customer who didn't even know that they had to worry about these things will love it. Nobody else is offering a dashboard like that. So that is great, but there is a problem. Because it is still hard to sell this, even if you sell pre-installed servers. Here's where it gets interesting. Rather than selling a single lonesome store, sell a marketplace where multiple users set up stores under one domain name. You can ask them to bring traffic by posting to their social media or just buying ads, and the traffic will normally lead to their store, but here you will advertise other stores in the system, and other users will do the same. This requires onboarding users, getting people to sign up and have a product, and uploading rather large images that cost a whole bunch of money in data traffic. So let us hoist our knickers one more time and focus on selling marketplace design platforms, where the first thing your business users see is a marketplace button. Here they are able to purchase what their marketplace will be about. Plugins for selling specific digital goods, photos, music, fonts, icons, backgrounds. Customers here are able to design and launch entire marketplaces aimed at selling specific and unique combinations of products. Your customer is now a business person who wants to create a multi-user platform for selling digital products that never expire nor need warehousing. In return, this person will get a small percent of every sale. They will not be surprised by the price of bandwidth when they will be building a photo or AI clip art website. It's part of doing business. There's a half step here that I skipped over to help you climb this up without much distraction. Here, your customer is a programmer interested in purchasing a blank platform with good logs, good diagnostics, but very little business-specific code. They will search for a multi-user platform and a marketplace of plugins that get their project up and running safe and fast and secure. A lot of thinking must go into multi-user management or community building tools. So when you set it all up, they'll look at your product and consider it. You see, a meta product is something that you climb all the way up. You come up with something you want to sell, and then go up and ask yourself, what if I sold stores for selling that product? And then go up again and ask, what if I sold pre-configured multi-store websites? And then go up and ask, what if I sold a multi-store website creation tool? Whoa. Up here, you'll find you don't have to host gigabytes of images, but just a couple of megabytes of code. But there's still a problem here, because you have to maintain this whole pyramid of a thing. You have to monitor everything and take care of all your customers. And you will have a lot of customers here. So there's one more step up, the final step up for this exercise. You just sell the whole marketplace development network. It is just one single sale, and it does include the main .com domain name. Depending on your product and network configuration, you may be able to sell multiple copies. But overall, you just move on to your next idea. And again, take it all the way to the top and then sell the entire .com again.